Kenya's Supreme Court annulled the country's August elections, ruling that there'd been irregularities and illegalities. It ordered a fresh election and now has been unable to hear a bid to delay that rerun because the majority of the judges failed to appear in court. The Deputy Chief Justice failed to appear because unknown gunmen had shot her bodyguard earlier this week. Another judge was reported to be ill, and two others didn't appear for undisclosed reasons. The head of Kenya's election board says, based on assurances from the relevant authorities, the election will proceed. He says he's consulted with the main opposition leader, Raila Odinga, and the incumbent president, Uhuru Kenyatta.
Last week I met the Right Honourable Raila Odinga, and we discussed the readiness of the commission and the political temperature in the country. Earlier on this week, I also met the president to discuss the same issues. The president gave assurance of protection for all Kenyans, whether they vote or not, and regardless of what part of the country they come from.
President Kenyatta is calling for calm and has urged Kenyans to vote. He says security forces will be deployed nationwide to ensure order during the vote. But Raila Odinga says he wants his supporters to boycott the election, which he's called a sham. He's calling on his coalition to become what he calls a resistance movement, accusing the president of moving a relatively stable and open country towards authoritarian rule.
We shall mobilize all progressive forces in the country to ensure that a fresh, free and fair presidential election is organized within 90
The Secretary General of Kenya's ruling Jubilee Party, Raphael Tuju, has issued a warning to anyone planning on disrupting the poll.
We as a party will take serious action, serious legal action against any individual who obstructs or harasses any of our supporters who decide to exercise their constitutional and democratic right to vote tomorrow. And that warning is also relevant to our agents.
In the city of Kisumu, an opposition stronghold, police have fired tear gas at demonstrators. But Odinga supporter Alan Omondi says their voices need to be heard.
They have to look at us as a voting bloc. We are a given fraction of the voting bloc, more than a half of the voting bloc. So it's very important that what we feel and what we demand for must be met.
The tensions have raised fears of a possible repeat of the violence that left more than 1,600 people dead and thousands more displaced after the election in 2007.